Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, yeah, it definitely gets frustrating because I think it's almost a drive killer. You want to have a clean operation, clean plays throughout the drive, and those holding penalties, 10 yards, you never want those. So just got to clean those up.
I said in the last segment, Doran, that I am happy that it looks like Justin Fields is going to get a third game so that he can get another opportunity to show us whether or not he's the starter. And I still believe that. I'm not going to change my opinion after one commercial break. But I do think it is a little bit alarming that he has been given this golden opportunity. This unbelievable chance to resurrect his career from the ashes like a phoenix. And yeah, he's 2-0, but he hasn't grabbed it. Nobody can argue that he's grabbed it. It looked like he was going to grab it in the first half. If he had a second half like he did the first half, I think we're having a different conversation today. And that was him talking about penalties. And yes, that affected it. No question about it. You don't think great quarterbacks overcome the penalties, though, because I think they do. Great quarterbacks find a way no matter what. We were talking about the pick game. Duh. We should today. Eli Holstein's team was highly penalized. What did he do?
Yep.
Puts up 31 points.
Yep.
What does he do? Orchestrate two scoring drives in 4 minutes and 55 seconds. The truly great ones, and I'm going to say Eli Holstein's going to get there. The truly great ones, they find a way to overcome the adversity. Now, I think that the philosophy of the Steelers has something to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they knew 7 points was enough to win this game, and when they were committing the penalties in the second half, I think they ratcheted it back. But we had those same conversations about Pickett. Like, Pickett does enough. Pickett's winning games. It's the offensive coordinator. It's the philosophy. We're kind of in the same boat now with Justin Fields.
Seems like it, right?
Yes, it does.
It seems like it. Just not enough. He does, and you've said this before, too, in the last segment. Like, there are flashes, though, where it's like, man, like, it's so enticing. Like, whenever he uses his legs, he can get out of trouble with his legs and do different things. And those throws that he makes, it's, can he do that consistently? And that's what's yet to be determined. And I think that was the issue with his first 4 years in Chicago. Like, those were the issues. I just don't know how it's going to look any different in the third week. Like, you would hope that it can.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I just can't see it. I just can't see, like, even if there weren't penalties, like, how much better does it look? Like, do those plays really get made? Now, I know the George Pickens play would get made. But does it lead to touchdowns? Don't know. Because, obviously it wasn't in that situation. I don't know how much better it gets with him.
I don't think right now.
I think it can at some point.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, sure. We've actually seen better than this in Chicago.
Yes.
We've seen a lot worse than this in Chicago. But he's thrown 4 touchdown passes in a game before. He's rushed for over 100 yards in games before. He's been spectacular at times. It's why I think a lot of Chicago Bears fans were split about them getting rid of him, because he really flashed. Like, we saw some flashes. We're talking Chicago at times. He really flashed, and they would lose games where the defense gave up a lot of points. I think in order to see Justin Fields at his best, or in order to see Justin Fields that we need to see to feel comfortable with moving forward, they need to be pushed a little bit defensively. Like, I think we would need to see Los Angeles put up 17 points or something like that.
Have to come back.
And you'd have to come back, or you just have to keep answering. Ooh. Because until then, I don't think that Arthur Smith called a bad game. I am big time buying Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator. But the philosophy seems set, at least with these first two opponents. Oh, Kirk Cousins isn't right. We don't need to score a lot of points. Oh, it's Bo Nix. We don't need to score a lot of points. Let's not screw the thing up. What happens when he needs to drop back and from the pocket bring you back in a football game or keep up with the Joneses in a football game? I don't know that that's going to look very good, but I also don't know that it won't.
But, and that's kind of Mike Tomlin's philosophy. Like, you could just tell that, I mean, he has the shackles on. And I think that Mike Tomlin is so methodical by the way he coaches that you are right. Like, he is so situational as a coach that it's like, okay, when we are in this situation, this is how we're going to operate. When we are in that situation, this is how we're going to operate. If we have our backs against the wall, this is how we have to operate. Instead of just being like, let's go after it. Let's take the handcuffs off. He's never going to operate. But I do think he might do that with Russ. I do think that that might go out of the window. Go out the window with the whole situational thought of playing the quarterback position and playing offense. He approaches each game. You're so dead spot on. Now I think about it, you're so spot on with, oh man, if we were behind, maybe it does look different. But I think that even if they aren't behind with Russell Wilson, I think that the whole mentality that Mike Tomlin has and how he wants to run this offense and run this team may go out the window, and he might let Russ just do the things he does well.
There's going to be more trust in a guy that's won a Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, he trusts him.
In a guy that is a captain, is a guy that T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, guys like that in the offseason wanted to be in here. Yeah, you're going to trust him. I do think Mike Tomlin trusts Arthur Smith, and I do think that he would trust Russell Wilson more. They're not going to do this. Here's what I would do. I love saying that. I say it every week. So Justin Fields is going to play the next game, according to Jerry Dulac, and we'll hear more from Tomlin tomorrow in his press conference. Let's say it looks the same. You go with Russell Wilson week four against Indianapolis, right? If Russ plays two games and it looks like this, where they've got the shackles on Russ, I'd go back to Fields because at least Fields could be here beyond this year.
Get him reps.
Right.
They're doing it.
If they're not going to trust Russell Wilson, then just don't trust the young guy.
Right.
Who has the legs, who still might, and I'm serious, might have more to give in terms of reaching his ceiling. If it's going to look the same with Russell Wilson, then don't go with Russell Wilson.
I agree.
But I am on your line of thinking that I do think that they'll trust him more because he's not a guy who turns the football over.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fields, you feel like you probably have to put the shackles on him because he has as many turnovers as he does games started in his NFL career. So, hey, look, you're paid to win the game. The one in front of you. And you really can't argue with the idea that we're going to go in there and Bo Nix isn't going to beat us, so let's not beat ourselves. But you are going to have to score points in this league to win. And I just hope that they can eventually see the forest through the trees here.
They are either treating him like a backup quarterback or he just is a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know that answer. I don't want to put blame on anybody, but that's what it looks like to me. It's like, oh, he either is a backup quarterback and this is what he has to offer, or they're just treating him like he's a backup quarterback because the numbers and the lack of touchdowns and scoring, that looks like, oh, we just got to get through these games until our starter comes back.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It did look like that.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.